This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are birds.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, uh-oh.
You're loving this, aren't you, Cole?
All right. Does the person who wrote any of these things know anything about birds?
I feel like he was just like copying stuff over from the Encyclopedia Britannica.
And copying things from previous entries about dive attacks. Because all of these have like the same like 3-sentence description of a dive attack.
Yeah, they just like, okay.
If we get it.
If the size doubles, the dive distance halves and the damage doubles. Okay, you're good.
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
You know, for the super cool D&D campaign I'm making where you fight a bunch of fucking condors. Like, what are these guys doing here?
There are only like 5 of them left. It's super easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you're trying to fill up that bar or empty it, as it were.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Because you get, I mean, decent XP. Yeah, and some of these are not birds, though.
No, some of these are like intelligent-ass magic caster evil things, like the Eblis or the Ebli or whatever it is.
Yeah, the Ebli or the, the Boobri and stuff. Which, those are based on either real birds or cryptids and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they show up in the Shadowrun book that is more cryptid-focused. Mm-hmm. But it's weird to have them with the, whenever we have like a mundane monster manual entry, it's weird just to sprinkle in this magic. It has this air of desperation about it.
It really does.
Like come on, kids, okay, use birds. Like they're getting, like the authors are getting paid on commission, like
by
every
big
time
bird?
You use one of their monsters. Not by Big Bird. Hi, buddy. Use one of my birds and I'll give you access to Snuffleupagus.
I'm like, Big Bird, I'm not sure that Snuffleupagus is real. You keep on talking about him, but...
Oh, Bird.
Holy shit, what's happening here?
I'm real.
Do you have some kind of cloaking technology, Snuffleupagus?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's... Where'd you go,
now
Snuffleupagus?
I'm
no.
Over here.
And teleportation, no.
It's, he's so slow. He didn't teleport. He just slowly like walked over.
I was gonna say Snuffleupagus just lifted the veil.
He's lifted his tail is what happened, because you just bought access to him from Big Bird for using an Eyeblis in your campaign. So congratulations.
I don't want to fuck Snuffleupagus, Gary.
Well, you know, you should have thought of that before you used the Eyeblis. Down the rest of the condors with your paladin, you're gonna have to pay the ultimate price. Yeah, I love the way that owls are my favorite entry in here.
Oh, for sure.
The three owls, because we get owls. Great.
They don't just have good vision, they have infravision. I'm just picturing owl scale like thermal goggles.
Yep. Like little Sam Fishers.
Yeah.
You get owls, their morale's unsteady. Then you get to owls giant. And these are just giant owls. Fair enough. And they're steady. Okay, so they've advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to talking owls, which is the weirdest, best paragraph in here.
Oh, it's great.
Which are champs. And talking owls appear as ordinary owls, but speak common and 6 other languages at the Dungeon Master's option.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy, you get to pick out 6 languages.
Ooh, a polyglot. Okay.
Their role is to serve and advise champions of good causes on dangerous quests. Which they do for 1d3 weeks if treated kindly on the first encounter. A talking owl feigns a broken wing to see how the party will react.
Well, no, he's just trying to catch Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Yeah, or like a Buffalo Bill.
I've got a broken paw. I can't get my furniture in the van.
Oh, no. In this case, he is Ted Bundy. Shit.
The guy who's catching Ted Bundy is Ted Bundy now.
The hunter has become the hunted. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.